Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning. How y'all doing in the cafe? Are you ready for some hot and steamy conversation this morning? What you drinking on? What you sipping on? Caramel macchiato. That's my favorite beverage right there. That's how I get my day started. Hot and steamy.
My mother and I had a fantastic relationship.
This is Stephen, and I just wanted to share.
You should always be in a place where you're celebrated. Life is too short to stay somewhere and tolerate it.
If you cannot help a person, don't hurt them, especially the women.
It's always just whole essence is to bring out the best in other people.
Something that touches other people, and that's what your show does. It doesn't. It's not just conversation as you started. It actually has a purpose.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. It's your girl Soy, always bringing you stimulating conversation to the Brew Nation. It's always a joyous occasion in the cafe. Drink on it. Think on it. Let's talk now. If Soy means I am, therefore you are bold, beautiful, intelligent, confident, amazing, and leaving your insecurities and inabilities to be tested, then rested, while you have real talk with Soy. Welcome to the cafe where you can be unapologetically you. Stop doing and stop doing with Soy. It's real talk on Saturday morning. Good morning, you all. In the cafe with me, I have a man that probably needs no introduction. But the difference is that today, I want to talk to the man behind the mission. He's been on the show before as a guest. He is the mayor of South Fulton, where we talked about issues in South Fulton. We talked about prior to the city becoming a city, what that entails. He's very active in the community and doing that and educating the community in which I live in. But today, I decided, you know what? I want to talk to the man behind the mission. Who is this guy that I voted for? You know, who is this guy I voted for? So this morning I'm having breakfast with Phil, and we're just sitting back having a very, very personal conversation, and I invited you to tune in with us. So I'm going to introduce to you not the mayor, Bill Edwards, but the man, William Bill Edwards. Good morning. Welcome
Good morning.
To the cafe.
Good morning. Thank you for your vote.
Oh, you!
I voted for me too.
If I was you, I would vote for you too.
I would.
Yeah, you would be the best candidate on the ballot.
Yeah,
I do vote for you.
I'm glad to be here with you, so and for the second time, and hopefully the topic of this discussion is a little bit more interesting than last.
Hey, you're the man. It depends on what you said.
We'll share a little bit. We won't get too down in the weeds.
All right, we'll let the people know you. Let's introduce them to the man. So tell me, where you from?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Really?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I came here in 1968 to attend Morehouse College. Became part of one of the best classes ever came to Morehouse College, mm-hmm. which would include Samuel Jackson and all the rest of them.
Oh, wow.
The district attorney.
Really?
We were all in the same class, and we're very happy about that. But I came into Morehouse College in 1968, and I just stayed. I think I went home for about a year, and then I came back and got involved with the policies of Atlanta, the community activism of South Fulton.
You know, that's what people do. Mm-hmm. They come to Atlanta, and they, you know, come here for education, and they never leave. So 50 years ago.
Yeah, but I think they got some expectations that that people have about being in the area. If you come here and land in the metropolitan area, it's like any other place. You got to work.
Oh, yeah.
You got to find a job. A lot, I go home, sometimes people say, I'm coming at 9, but I know I can get a job. Well, you may and you may not, depending on your qualifications. So, but it's a good place to start. It's a good place to land that job and make a career for you.
So speaking of making careers, for yourself and other people. You've managed quite a number of people because prior to being the mayor, you were
the president of the National Merchants Association. Back in the day when merchants helped merchants, they really survived. And, you know, during the time I became merchants association president, Old National was transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
The other people were leaving. You know, that we had prostitution, we had a lot of stuff. But through the merchants being who they are, sticking together, we were able to send some of that negative out of there. And so people kind of talk about Old National and that, but I really love Old National because it's not what it used to be. And we sure had a long way to go to make it what we need to be. And we will achieve that.
So I see that just being a part of the community and making a change in people's lives is just really a part of who you are.
Yeah. I've had several youth organizations early and things that you have to be willing to make a difference. I mean, you know, being a elected official for the name of being elected official, but if you're not serving somebody and make their quality of life a little bit different, then you are not performing in the manner that you should. And you're not meeting your goals to make people's quality of life good.
So what's the difference between a great politician and a good politician?
Well, first of all, I'm not a politician. I like to be known as a public servant. Because you know, this whole government deal, it's all about service. It's nothing else. People pay taxes to us as a government. We take those taxes and we provide the services, the roads, the police, the fire, things of that nature. Government is never in a profit business. People have to say, we're not making any money off something. When I go to the amphitheater, Wolf Creek Amphitheater, one of my colleagues turned to me and said, we don't make any money off the amphitheater. And my response to him was, neither do we make money off the libraries. All right? Mm-hmm. Because but that is a service that people want. And our job is to break even when we do things like that. Now, if we make a dollar more than what we spent, that's a wonderful thing. But we sure don't want to go in the hole with it. So our job is to break even. So we take your tax dollars and we do that with it. I always tell people, sometimes politicians kiss babies, shake hands, and go to jail.
More of the third.
I don't like that term. It's such a negative connotation about that word politician. And so each and every day I prescribe to be a public servant.
How would you describe a great public servant?
One who cares. One who understands what their mission is. One who understands the concept of service. There's nothing selfish about giving service to somebody. If you're self-serving, you may have a problem. But giving of yourself to help others to attain what they want to attain, you know, that's the real nature of a great elected official.
Speaking of Wolf Creek, I just want to go back to that before we get off topic too much. I want Wolf Creek back. I used to have a good time in Wolf Creek.
Well, I think we should have it back. I think Wolf Creek belongs to the people of Southport. We came up with the idea, the concept of Wolf Creek when we were unincorporated. We spent our dollars, tax dollars, in the formation of Wolf Creek. We had some wonderful times there,
mm-hmm.
some great acts. And the great thing about it, we made Wolf Creek affordable for the people who live around it. And so I think that we should have it back. That's what people don't think that. And we're having the battle with them right now, but we will win.
What's it going to take for us to win?
We may have to go to court, actually. Hopefully not. Because I want to work this out with Fulton County as best I can. I just think that based on the laws that prescribe how you are supposed to annex something in,
mm-hmm.
I think we have a great position and a great argument saying that it belongs to us and we just want it.
I heard the rumor. I thought it was a rumor that we were, you know, suing. the city, for Fulton County, for the property. So I guess that's real, huh? That's real.
It doesn't have to be real, all right? And that's what we're looking forward to, that we can have this conversation and people realize that, I mean, this you pay city taxes and county taxes, okay? If we were to sue each other, you'd be suing yourself with the same money.
Does that mean my taxes don't go up?
I don't know.
To pay for this litigation. And that's
where
we can negotiate.
It's not a good way to spend taxpayers' dollars trying to sue two government entities who have the same tax base. That's what I'm saying. So hopefully and preferably we can work this out and everybody helps be fine and we move forward.
Absolutely, hopefully. So Bill, tell me what kinds of things are important to you? Not in your position as mayor, but as a person. What kinds of things are important to you?
That's a good question. I mean, having a potential great life is good. You know, I don't think I'll be a multi-millionaire. But if I can, lay down in that just in the morning and be thankful for what I have, be encouraged by what I see and hear, I think that means a lot. So wake up every morning to have that start off with. That's all we need.
Yeah. Like this. Like this. Like everyone has like coffee talk. I mean,
a little rough in the morning with coffee and soy, but it's still good.
Yeah. What has impacted you the most in your life?
Well, I always tell people when they talk about my public service, you know, and where I get from. I mean, I tell folks all the time, my mother said something to me a long time ago, and it kind of resonates to me now that I'm younger than I was. But she said, when you see a man in a ditch, don't step over because he's somebody's child. And that resonated with me all my life, the fact that this ability to give back, to help people who are less fortunate than myself, or others, and it reminded folks that everybody came from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they come from good people, and they go bad, or vice versa. So I try to make sure that I live a life that is respectful to people, that whenever people help me, need help, I will give it to them, but I'll never lie to them. If I know something, if I can help you, I'm going to help you. But if I know somebody who can help you, I'm going to send you to that person. So I'm not running there trying to be Jesus or anything. I'm just, being a conduit to get to where they want to go.
Well, I can attest to that. You definitely have directed me.
Did I send you something else, too?
Yeah.
I know you did.
Yeah, just last week. Yeah. And the week before.
Right.
Keep sending me someplace else. But they're all good places.
Some people respect that. Some people think you know everything. I get folks that tell me, here's the fable. You got any job? Sure we do. But really, I don't know. I mean, we have departments that do things. I don't know what they do. I know in the scheme of things with the city manager, we'll take a look at things, but I don't know what job we have posted. And I simply tell them, go to the website and see what the process is.
Well, I have plans for the city of Southport. I'm just waiting for my job to be posted. I may just have to come down and introduce myself to some different people that you have not directed me to that I get up in there for a job.
Well, you're on the right track. You said you got plans for Southport.
I have plans.
You and I, we're in the same boat, guys. We got plans. Now we
got
to fulfill those plans and those commitments. There you go.
The footwork is needed now.
Yes.
So what has been your greatest success?
Oh, my God.
What has been your greatest success?
I guess it would be some of the youth programs I used to have when I was commissioner that really impacted kids' life. I tell you a story. I was sitting up at a place, I won't tell you where it is, but I was sitting up at a place, and I'm going, guy comes up to me and says, Mr. Edwards, do you know me? I said, no, sir, He said, you were responsible for me having a wife, a nice home, children, and going to college. And now I'm feeling bad because I don't know this guy's name. He said, I was in your boys' rise program.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, so many kids have gone through that program at the United Methodist Church, mm-hmm. but sometimes you remember them. So let me tell you, that's the grandest reward you could ever have, even though you don't remember somebody. They remember you, and they're thankful for what you have to do.
Wow.
So that's your reward.
It's your reward. And you can impact people's lives and change the direction in which they're going. So, yes, it's a powerful thing.
Well, I've done a lot of them. I mean, when it comes to kids, I just can't tell you how many kids that I've probably touched in my life, but it's a bunch.
Awesome.
Somebody helped me, and, you know, you must go back and help somebody. I got the Morehouse College because of a guy named Chin Evans. And Chin Evans played for the Negro Baseball League,
mm-hmm.
and he was a teacher in my high school. And he kind of dissuaded me of all the other schools that you need to go tomorrow. And I tell you, more than that, he put me in a car and drove to Atlanta and left me. So I really didn't have much choice, but I'm glad he did that.
I remember you telling me this story about a program we had. I think it was for fathers.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a dad program I had when I was with Fulton County. I wish that some of these programs were still existing, but you know, when people change their professions and they go into other things, it's up to the other government to keep it going. Unfortunately, it didn't. The dad program was tremendous. You know, we never advertised that program. And the program was what geared to what young people had, young boys having babies. And I thought it was a three-step program because you came to me, you were just a baby daddy.
Mm.
Halfway through the program, you became a daddy. When you left, you became a father. And so that program, and other boys, when they were in the program, they would tell other guys, and then they would bring them in. But the unique thing about it is it was a program for the guys. I looked up one morning, and I saw girls and babies, and they were sitting in on the class, and I was like, what is this about? And so I had to make a decision, and the decision was, you know what, maybe a good thing that they could actually sit there together and get educated about some things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys came up to me, he said, Mr. Edwards, because one of the boys they had to do, they had to go out. I didn't sell, no care, and they had to go buy formula, they had to go buy diapers,
wow.
They had to buy all this stuff. And one of the guys told me one day, he said he was holding his baby, and the baby threw up on his new jacket or whatever, right? And I said, congratulations, you just did Christmas. You're all right. Yeah, you're all right. You've been Christmas. You're officially getting in the program.
Are you a dad?
Am I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, how many?
I'm a granddad.
Ah. How many blessings do you have?
Okay. I always tell people I got 2.5 children. But you talk about people who do stuff for people. There was a young girl that I knew, her name is Janisha. And Janisha came to my, I worked for Allstate Insurance at the time, at one of all places, the old National Highway. And she came to me, she wanted a job. I didn't hire her at first. A year later, Janisha came back. She had a baby. She came back. And smart, I mean, as you. And from that relationship, from the time she was 18 years old, I became her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And she has now inherited my business.
Oh,
so Janisha is now with Allstate, and she's doing well. So, you know, you never know how you start off with so many grandchildren, but I started off with 4. Now I got 7. So we're one big happy family. You know, she's my daughter, and I got another daughter, and I have a son. William Edwards Jr. We got three doers, so William Edwards, one doer.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm not too interested. Right now I'm getting to be a great grandfather. My two older young ladies, Jemiah and Sierra. Sierra is at Columbus State University, and Jemiah is at Georgia Tech. So we just keep. They introduced me to a new concept. It's called Cash App.
Oh.
You know, they
set you up and everything.
They're calling me out. How are you, Pop? You know, what you doing? Everything all right? This is a true story. They say, they don't say nothing. They say, Cash App. And you put it in there, and then you wait for a thank you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You be waiting. Mm-hmm. And then finally, he says, I'll come. You know, yes, you Cash App. And you didn't say thank you. Well, you never respond anyway.
You never respond.
If I say thank you, you never respond back and say, you're welcome.
So you're not a texter. You don't text them.
I text them, you know, but, you know, sometimes it gets a little rough. And I just think that every text doesn't reserve a response. I'm sorry.
It's a notification.
Yeah. Okay. You know, do I need to respond to that? So with the girls, I need to respond. I got five girls and two boys.
It's nice when you can choose your family members.
It is.
Yeah, it is nice, isn't it? That's an honor when you can choose them.
When you're in that position.
You're stuck with them. That's it. But when you can choose them, they call them daughters and sons and nieces.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. Okay. But we do a lot of family things. We plan a trip once a year where the kids actually do it. And, sometimes they fall short a little bit, but it's always glad to be with family somewhere and having a good time and enjoying each other.
So what could a person that works for you do to wow you?
Well, I had one for 17 years. I ain't wowed yet. Everybody knows the Lord's basket. I'm sorry. Well, I'm always wowed. Let me stop this. I'm always bowed by the Lord, all right? Just do your job. See, it's very simple. Come to work on time.
Mm-hmm.
Work hard. And don't laugh.
No, Bill, that's not a wow. That's excessive.
That's a wow. Trust me when I say
that's a wow. That's a shame. They should be expected. You know, now, let me tell you. These young kids now live in this world where there's little expectation, and they think that they're just entitled to certain things.
So this is the way. Yeah. So when you find one that has those three attributes, right, mm-hmm. you go, wow,
okay.
This is different. You know, I always tell people, you know, Lord can tell you one of my favorite people in this world, and you know, not hearing more, was Benjamin Benjamin. And I had the luxury of meeting Dr. Mays when I was at Morehouse. He was president. But, you know, and I say this all the time to people, I live with this fact from him, is that when you take a job, you do it so well that no man living dead or yet to be born can do it any better. Nobody can beat Sophie.
That's right.
Living dead or yet to be born, right?
Right.
And so you get those things instilled in you. The basic principles, like back in Harvard, especially when it comes to working and wowing your employees. You know, people who employ people, they want to be wowed by your ability to get a job done. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that we compensate you for what you do. But if everybody did that, there would be no such thing as termination. It would just be
retirement. So tell me, how does the Lord wow you? How does she wow you?
From your app store. It's available on iTunes and Google Play. Stay connected, folks, by visiting the website, coffeetalkwithsoy.com, as well as looking for us under your social media sites. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name Coffee Talk with Soy. Remember, the size of the problem is never the issue. Remember, it's the size of you. Be great because you are awesome. Tell them Soy said so. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.